on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's already done for me. I'm going to get this paper out this time, see if I can hold on to it. And all that he's already done, my soul cry out, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me in my life to me as many times as all the things that has happened to me. I got saved when I was a young child, and around 7 years old. But in the process of life, I backslid and went back into the world because, for one thing, I didn't want to do what the Lord had told me he wanted me to do. I was determined I was not going to preach. I told him, no, I don't want to do that job. I don't want to do that job, Lord. But he said, you're going to do it. But I ran. I was a Jonah. Oh, yeah, I was a Jonah. I got in my ship, and I went on down, you know, to the bottom of the ship. But God knew exactly where I was. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this offering. We thank you, Lord, for those who gave and those who did not have to give. We receive it in the spirit that was given. Bless it and sanctify it, Lord. Let it be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. Bless those that gave tenfold, a hundredfold. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank God. I was running, and isn't it something how we think that we can run from God? Isn't that something how people think they can really run from God? When his eyes are in everywhere, beholding the good and the evil, he sees everything. Nothing is hid from him. He hears even what you're thinking right now. So how do we think we can run from God? But I thought I was running from him. Oh, yeah, I ran, and I went on, you know, and I did some things that I said I would never do. When I first got saved, Lord, I'll never smoke. I knew God and had known him in the past. He didn't leave me. I left him. So he was still there. And when I needed him, I called on him out of the depths of my soul, and he answered me. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I cried and I cried and I cried and I didn't hear nothing. You know, it's bad to be in a place where you cannot hear the voice of God. Don't ever let yourself get in a place where you cannot hear the voice of God. Because in the time of trouble, you're going to need him and you want him to answer you when you call. But I knew he was there. I was like David. I said, Lord, I may not be able to see you. I've looked for you in front of me and I can't see you. I've looked on me for you beside and behind me and I can't find you. But one thing I do know, you know where I am. So I just kept calling. I didn't stop calling. There was a point where I couldn't say it out of my mouth, but in my heart I was saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, I can't help myself. So please help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. God answered my prayer. And today I am so grateful in my heart. I'll never forget the night that I heard the voice of God. Those tears of sorrow turned to tears of joy. And I just cried and cried and cried. He didn't say anything else after he answered me. But I was just so glad that I had heard his voice. I just kept crying and crying. And then after I realized what he told me to do, then I talked to him again. I said, but Lord, I can't do that. I don't have any money. I don't know. And then he began to tell me what to do. He gave me instructions as to what to do. And I followed his instructions. And I got up from where I was and I made my way home because he told me, get up and go home. That's what he said when he answered me. Get up and go home. I wasn't at home. I was where I was living in Washington, D.C., but that wasn't home. But usually where we were born or raised is where we usually call home, where my family was. I got up. I got myself together. And I got on that bus and I came to Virginia. And I tell you, I was one happy child. They thought I danced and praised God when I first got saved. But I tell you, I had a renewed energy. Hallelujah, that even now when I think about it today, oh, hallelujah. The love of God. The love of God, saints, the love of God is enough to cause joy to come in your heart. Hallelujah. That's what we want to talk about today, the love of God. In Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5, God spoke to his people, Israel, And we know that today we are the spiritual Israel. We are Israel today because we are God's chosen people. Deuteronomy 6 and 4, God said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Hallelujah. Love. We've been talking about praise and worship. We've been talking about giving God the praise. But I realize that you can't praise God if you don't love Him. The Bible said wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. Your love will be there. So if God, and if you're in love with God and He's in love with you, it's no problem to praise and to worship. You have a heart full of love for God for what He has done for you. When you think about what He has done for you, you're not where you are because of your talents. The Bible said promotion comes from the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord put up and He takes down.
Amen.
And where you are today is because God has been good to you. Don't you ever, I don't care what kind of job or what kind of position you have today, don't you ever get to the place where you think you got there on your own because you did not.
Amen.
You will get in trouble and you'll find yourself back out on the street. But you need to thank God for what He has done for you. When we come to the house of God, we ought to be thanking Him for what He's already done. A lot of times we come seeking something from the Lord. We come looking for a blessing. You are already blessed. When you walked in the door, you was blessed. When you got up this morning, you was blessed. When you were able to get out of bed, eat your breakfast, change and put on clean clothes, take a bath, all of that is a blessing. Do you know how blessed you are? Sometimes looking at the news and listening to the plight of some people, I sit there and right there where I am listening to the news, I begin to thank God, "Lord, I thank You. That could be me." Somebody said, "But by the grace of God, there go I." We are blessed in America. We are blessed in America. Even our homeless people are more blessed than some people in other countries. And it's such a shame to see so many homeless families. But even they are more blessed than some people in other countries. Hallelujah. Don't ever let yourself get in a place where you cannot thank God for what you have. Let the love of God that is shed abroad in your heart cause you when you come to the house of God. This is corporate praise. We come together as people of God to praise Him for what He's already done. You have your own special praise and worship wherever you are, in the home, on the street, in your car, wherever you are. You can have your own personal praise and worship. I have mine in my car. I have mine wherever I am. Because as I say, when I think on the goodness of Jesus, and sometimes things happen in the flash, go through my mind, and I can go back and see where God brought me from. And immediately I begin to say, "Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. But by the grace of God, where would I would be dead today? Because I was on a destruction course. I was determined to destroy myself because I did not want to do what God wanted me to do." Don't ask me why, but I didn't. But then one day I said, like the song said, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord." As I laid there on that hospital bed, not able to move, tubes running from everywhere, a young man, 20-some years old, 22 years old, the doctor said, give me up to die. They said, "Call his family and tell them to come. If they want to see him alive, they can. Tell them to come." Laying there in Washington, D.C. And I was laying there in the bed. Sometimes I was in it and sometimes I was out. And I noticed the nurses was coming in my room and they was crying and carrying on because they had put me in a room and pulled the shades. And I was just laying there with all these tubes and stuff running, machines. And they were crying. I thought they was crying about me, but what was happening, the president had just been killed. President Kennedy had just been assassinated, and everybody was crying about that. I thought they was crying about me. So a friend of mine came, and he said, "Have you heard the news?" And I'm laying there, I said, "No, I ain't heard no news." Laying him in his bed, you know, so he turned the television on, so I found out what was happening. But this was during the time that happened. I was laying in the hospital on my back, not able to do anything for myself. And so much pain that they kept me doped up. They just kept me doped up. They just kept me doped up. And when the doctors finally said they had run all the tests that they could run, and finally they said, we're going to have to operate. They came in my room. They said, Mr. Robinson, we're going to have to operate because we don't know what is wrong with you. We can't find nothing wrong, but we know something is wrong. And I said, okay. But I didn't care. I thought I was out of here. I thought surely I was gone. They sent for my family, my mother. My foster mother came, who was a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled, praying woman. And my aunt came. They came all the way from Virginia to Washington. They caught the bus and came to see about me. But when they got there, my mother looked at me and she said, oh, no, he's not going to die. She said, all of y'all that believe he's going to die, get out of the room. And all of those that believe that God can heal him, get around his bed. They caught hands around my, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said they caught hands around my bed and they prayed a prayer. Hallelujah. Before I went into that operating room, God told me, he said, the work is already done. Amen. Hallelujah. They caught me, but the work was already done. Hallelujah. God has already did the work. Amen. There was nothing for me to do but say yes. When I came out of that hospital room, I don't know how long I was in there. I really don't remember. I was so out of it. I don't know how long I was in there. But when I came out of there and the Lord brought me back on my feet, when I came out running. Because as I laid on that bed, I talked to God. I said, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever it is that you want me to do. I'm willing to do it. Hallelujah. Whatever it is. And I got up out of that bed. They had to hold me. You know, when you first get out of the hospital, you feel, I was feeling so good. I just felt like I could go, but there's a time of healing. And when they finally did let me go to church, I was on my way to that to praise God. I'm telling you, I had it in me to, I felt it running all over that place. But they held me down. And at the appropriate time when I was able, I gave God the praise. Because I knew it was him. I knew it was God that had brought me out. And the love of God in my heart today, the love that I have for God, causes me to praise and to worship him. I don't care where I am. God told me it's a love relationship that causes us to praise and worship him. Many of you have never been in a hospital. Many of you have never been sick. You've never been cut. You don't know what it is to be sick. You don't know what it is to take medicine. But you ought to be thankful to God that you're not sick, that you haven't been cut, that you haven't been in a hospital, that you've not taken medication. You ought to be glad. That's enough to run around this church 10 times. With all the people that are on medication, the pharmaceutical company has become rich. They run America, basically. Because just about everybody, they got on some kind of medicine. Yet we fight dope addicts, and yet we're taking dope every day. That's a great contradiction. They want you to take theirs. They want you to pay them for it. That's what it is. But if you are healed already and God has healed you and kept you from being on medication and being sick, you ought to praise God. That's a reason to praise God. God said, God told his people, you ought to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Everything that is in you. This commandment God gave to his people in the Old Testament under the law. But Jesus came on the scene and he gave the same commandment. When the young lawyer was asking him about the laws and what he should do and what he shouldn't do, Jesus told him. And he said, well, the laws, what is it? What does the law say? What does the book say? What does the scripture says? He says that the scripture says that we ought to love the Lord our God with all our heart, body, soul, and strength. Jesus said, that's right. And your neighbor as yourself. He said, well, I have done that. Now, well, who is my neighbor? He thought he was being smart. He was trying to trap Jesus. But he didn't know who he was talking to. Jesus told him, young man, you go and find out what it is that you need to do to be saved. We got to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, all that is within us. When we think on his goodness, look around you. When you go home, you don't have to go home. You can look where you are now. Look at your clothes that you have on. You have shoes on your feet. There's some people who got a pair of shoes and they've been praising God ever since for that one pair of shoes. And here I have a closet full of them. You know I'm thankful to God. You know I praise him for what he's done. I give him praise this morning. It's not hard for me to praise the Lord when I come to the house of God because I realize what God has done for me. And when I think about it, I praise him. Hallelujah. Refrigerator full of food. Clothes in the closet. Some I can't wear and some I can. Them that I can't wear, I'm holding on to them so I hope I can get back to wearing them. But God is good. Hallelujah. And when I think about this, it causes the joy of the Lord to come up in my soul. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Love is the very nature of God. So God is love. All love is derived from God. Because he made everything. He made us all. So it should not be hard for us to love God when we think about who he is and what he has done for us. But some of it seem to be a hard thing. We get caught up in ourselves and what we have and what we don't have. Instead of thinking what we do have. Are you healthy today? Oh, God, I've been there. I've been there. I've been there. I've been there. I've been in the hospital. I've been sick. I've been on medications and what have you. And I know what it is. If you don't have it, God knows you ought to be jumping over these pews right now, praising God. It's a blessing. I said it's a blessing. That you don't have to go all day long taking this pill and that pill and the other pill because there's something wrong with you. But if you're in your health, you got your health and strength, you're blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your loved ones are blessed, your children are blessed. They're healed. They're not sick. You're not having to run to the doctor with them every day and every. You ought to be praising God like you lost your mind. It's a blessing. Some people can't buy food for buying medication. Some of our seniors, they spend all of their money on medication. It's a blessing when you can get up in the morning, put your clothes on and go out to work. Get in your car and go out to work. You're blessed. And you have a reason to praise God. I tell you, when we choose the living God as our Lord and Savior, when we choose him, or when we finally say yes to the Lord, then we no longer have the right to tell God how we want to praise him. God has given instructions in his word how we ought to praise him. For the Bible said, Jesus told this woman of Samaria at the well, he said, God is seeking such to worship him in spirit and in truth. God seeks such to worship him. God wants you to worship him. God loves your praises. The Bible said God inhabits our praises. We were talking the other night, when we praise God, when we begin to praise God and we get together as one accord, they said in when they was dedicating the temple, the people got on one accord and they said, for God is good, for his mercy and his loving kindness endureth forever. And they got together with that thing, and when they got together with that praise, the glory of God came down and it filled the place where there was so much until the speaker couldn't even get up to speak. And they just simply said, for God is good, for his mercy endures forever. Some people say, well, I don't know what to say when I go to church. I don't know. Say what the Bible says. If they got that kind of results from saying that, everybody in here, when we walk in the door, ought to be saying it. For God is good, for his mercy and his loving kindness endures forever. For God is good, for his mercy endures forever. For God is good, for his mercy endures forever. For God is good, for his mercy endures forever. For God is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. God knows if we got together and we said that, we wouldn't be able to, oh my God, there wouldn't be nobody sick in here. Got together with one accord, and they Praise God. They followed instructions. God, Jesus told them, go to Jerusalem, and you tarry there until you are endued with power from on high. And after you have received the power, then you're going to be witnesses unto me. It started on the day of Pentecost. They followed his instructions. They went up there. It took them 10 days to get together, but they finally got together. And when they got together, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. When they got it together, maybe we need to come here and stay here for a couple of days, 3 or 4 days. Just stay here and stay before God until we get it together. When they got it together, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost came as a rushing mighty wind. And the anointing sat on each of them like the hallelujah, like fire. Oh, and they was like a bunch of drunk men. Hallelujah. Hey, oh, the anointing of God was so hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the noise of that place went out. And people came to see what was going on in that place. Hallelujah. I don't know if you've ever been in a service like that where the power of God was moving so that the people around had to come to see what in the world is going on in there. And they came. They said, oh, God, they're all a bunch of drunk men. They're acting crazy in there. Oh, have you ever seen anybody drunk under the power? Hey, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They said, what is going on in here? Oh, they needed a spokesman. Hallelujah. Peter stood up and said, these are not drunk as you suppose. Hallelujah. But it's the power of God moving. The power of God is moving in this place. Hallelujah. The power of God will do that. The power of God will move so and hit that everybody will be drunk. You won't have time to look at nobody else. You won't have time to look at who's sitting beside you, who's happy or who's not. Because the power of God is moving so. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. Hallelujah. And that day, over 3,000 souls was added to the church. We can be a witness to God just by praising him. If you lift him up, hallelujah. Oh, if there's anybody in this building, if there's anybody around this building, if there's anybody going by this building, they're going to stop and find out what in the world is going on in there. Hey, ha-ta-ba-ba-cha-ta. You have the opportunity to witness for the Lord. So we're not drunk as you suppose, but this is the power of God moving in our midst. And I declare unto you everything, every problem, every situation that's worrying you, God will take care of it. For it is the anointing of God that destroys every yoke. I don't care what it is. Every yoke. Every yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. God is spirit, not a spirit, but God is spirit. And everyone that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we know that the fruit of the spirit, the spirit that comes, it brings something when it comes. And the first thing that it gives is love. This is a love relationship, saints. You've got to love God. He said you've got to love him with all of your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You've got to love him. Your very life become him. Hallelujah. You have the spirit of God. You have the love. Because God is love. You can't have his spirit without loving. Because God is love. The next thing he brings is joy. The joy of the Lord is his strength. Don't you quench the spirit. When the joy of the Lord come upon you and he starts moving in you, don't you just sit there and hold it because you're ashamed. He said, if you're ashamed on him down here, he'll be ashamed on you up there. Hallelujah. That's what we're here for. We all are here corporately. We come from all over the Bay Area to this place today to give God praise. Hallelujah. That's the reason why we're here. Hallelujah. Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Check yourself. Because if you don't have these, there's something wrong. If you say you have the Spirit of God and you don't have these, they're not working in you. God wants to mature us until we have the very character of God in us. When people see us, they will see God. Every one of us are different individuals, and the thing that makes us like God is the character of God in us. The love, the joy, the peace. That's God. That's God in us, God working in us. And we've got to let him have his way. Love the Lord, saints, with all of your heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. And then when you come to the house of God, it's no problem to praise and to worship. Because when you come here, you'll think about what he's done for you. Hallelujah. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. I was very deeply stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. That's why I praise him. That's why I praise him. I had gone down for the third time. I wasn't coming up anymore. But in my going down, hallelujah, because I knew who he was and where he was, and that he fills all space. I kept saying, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help, Lord. Sometimes a simple prayer like that is all you need. Sometimes people think it's a long, strung-out prayer with eloquent words. Oh, no. Sometimes it's just simply, help, Lord. Help. Peter, when he was going down, he said, save me, Lord. Jesus picked him up. But he knew where his help was. We got to know where our help is. Our help is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be so arrogant that you can't open your mouth and say, help me, Lord. You can't say, save me, Lord. Because he's right there. He's ready to do it. All you got to do is open your mouth and ask him. There's nothing too hard for God. We want you to know that today. There's nothing too hard for God. For love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It doesn't boast. It is not proud. Love is not rude. Have you ever run into some rude people, just plain rude? Then they don't have love, because love is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs done to it. You know, some people can go back to when they were 15 years old. They're 70-something now. They can tell you exactly what somebody did to them when they were a teenager. Love don't keep no record of wrongs done to it. You forgive people. If you don't forgive people, you can't expect God to forgive you. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. You've got to forgive first. When you forgive, then God can forgive you. Some people's forgiveness is holding them up from the blessings of the Lord. Love keeps no record. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects that it loves. Love is always trusting. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. You may be in a situation right now where it just seems like, God, you're not answering me. I keep calling and you're not answering me. Keep persevering. Keep persevering. The Bible says, keep knocking. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you shall find. God is there. I'm a witness, he's there. For I called him for some years. Because I was in a situation where I had to get out of that. I was hooked on that heroin, boy, and I tell you, everything I could get my hands on, I was trying to find somebody with some heroin. And if God can deliver me from that, he can deliver you from whatever you are tied up with. Do you hear what I'm saying? There is nothing too hard for God. I didn't go to no clinic. I didn't take no methadone. When I got tired of smoking, I quit it. I didn't have to go on no 7-step deliverance thing. I just said, Lord, I'm sick of this. There's nothing too hard for God. I'm a witness. There's nothing too hard for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Always there. Amen. God didn't leave you. If you're not where you ought to be in God today, God didn't leave you. You left him. God is where he's always been, and all you got to do is to repent. Repentance means to be sorry for what you've done, where you are, and to turn around. You see, we walked away from God, and to walk away from somebody means you have to turn your back on them. And that's where we are when we haven't repented. Our back is against God. What he's asking you to do is turn around and come back. Come to him. They used to tell us years ago in Virginia, if you make one step, he'll make two. Just turn around and go back to him. God is waiting. He's like the father of the prodigal son. That father sit there as long, I don't know how many years that prodigal son was gone, but he sit there and waited for his son. Every day, just sit there looking. But see, the son had to come to himself. When he came to himself, when he got tired of doing what he was doing, you have loved ones who are not saved. Let me tell you something. Until they get tired of doing what they're doing, until they get tired of where they are, until they get tired of the crowd that they're running with, keep praying. Because when the prodigal son got tired, he says, I will arise and go to my father. I don't have to live like this. You don't have to live like that. You have a father that's rich. Yes. He has everything that you need. The prodigal son said, my father got servants living better than I am. Why should I lay here and stay here like this? I will arise and go to my father. And when I get there, I'm going to say something to him. Father, forgive me, for I was wrong. I was wrong. Forgive me, Father. He didn't have to say it when he got there. His father was so glad to see him. He ran and met him. Now the father was the old man. This is the young man. But the father ran from where he was to greet his son. And when he got there, he put the robe on him. He put a ring on his finger. He put shoes on his feet. He said, kill the fatted calf. We're going to rejoice. My son has come home. Don't you know right now that the whole heavens are rejoicing? I said the whole heavens are rejoicing. Joy is going on in heaven right now because somewhere somebody has repented of their sins. Somebody has come back to Jesus. Somebody has said, Lord, forgive me for sinning against you. And they've come home. And heaven is rejoicing. You can join in that rejoicing today. Hallelujah. Let us stand. Oh, hallelujah. Is God good or what? Is God good? Is God good? Is God good? Is he good to you? He's good to me. Hallelujah. I praise him today. Hallelujah. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm going to praise his name. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you today for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness, for your good and your mercy and your loving kindness endures forever. For you are good. Your mercy and your loving kindness endures forever. We thank you today for all that you've already done for us. We praise and magnify your name, for you are worthy. We say hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, while we're here, we pray your protection upon our leaders while they are away. We pray your protection upon this body, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for all your goodness, for we hear the testimonies of how you're yet doing great things for your people. And, oh, God, we stand today and we thank you, even though there may be requests that we have before you that we haven't realized yet. But we thank you, and we're going to keep praising you until we see the results. Hallelujah. For God is good, and his mercy and his loving kindness endureth forever. The blessings of the Lord be upon you in Jesus' name.